Hello and welcome to the Adam Friedland Show podcast.
Masterpiece Theater.
Guys,
Tampa. What does that mean in British masterpiece? Like big dick theater? Like huge dick?
Yeah. Well, it's the Lord's piece.
Yeah.
It's like the King's piece.
Ah, the master's piece.
Yeah, the masterpiece.
Yes. Yeah. I have to get breakfast ready. I will be servicing the master's piece in the bedroom. Get his bowl of cream and what are they, barley? His barley and
milk. Barley and cream.
He's eating peat and mill, and I will be servicing his piece in the bedroom. The master.
Before I dress the master. Before yes. I put on his...
My latest film, I'm sure you remember, is we did Master and Commander. And my next film is, it's called The Master's Piece. And it's about a man on a boat who gets his penis sucked.
Is it like in the same universe as Master and Commander, or is it just a...
I'm trying to figure out a Russell Crowe.
I thought that sounded pretty good. It's a little bit more Australian, I guess, in an interview, but the tone is good. Tone is there.
Well, he barely sounds Australian.
I guess I don't really know what he sounds like in interviews. Like, I just know that he likes to rock. He has like a band called like the Sharks or something. Yeah.
They're called the Shots.
The Shots.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In Australia, sharting is a sign of respect.
Yeah. When you meet a new person, you cry.
You let out a little. You squirt. A little of that.
Yeah. Yeah. It's actually insulting if someone doesn't. Yeah. It's nice because there's a smell aspect and an audio aspect to it. So that's how you know it's go time. Guys, yeah. It's late night.
It's late night.
I'm going to go to Tampa, Florida in the morning.
It'll be Tampa, Florida all this weekend. This episode should be up tonight.
The 19th and the 20th.
19th and 20th.
Tampa, Florida, please come and see me. I'm going to go with Caleb Pitts on Friday, maybe Saturday. Scumbag Vinny will be doing a guest set. The club was not too enthused about my announcement that Scumbag Vinny will be on the show.
I got to find an opener because you and Caleb go out and do stuff and have fun.
Yeah. We have a good dynamic.
My problem is
like a hang.
I'm not fun. Like, I would bring Racine with me, and me and Racine get along, but like, we're just both retarded people,
right?
So like Racine would be like, you know, like literally we would just go to Dick's Sporting Goods or Cabela's.
Yeah, Caleb, I think a lot of going on the road is going to a mall.
I do typically. That
yeah. I go to malls a lot. Uh-huh. Yeah, Caleb and I will go to a mall, and I'll be like, should I buy Tim's?
Yeah, should I go to Lids and fucking buy Tim's?
And he'll be like, you got to, girl.
Yeah,
girl, you have to, you know.
Yeah.
It's, you got to go with a friend, otherwise you want to kill yourself.
Right. Pretty much.
That's the deal.
But the thing is, I'm just not, like, I guess my friends outside of, like, the guys I'm friends with, we don't do anything.
Yeah. You think of an activity.
Not really fun, like, outside real life. Yeah. I'm like, oh, there's a train museum.
Uh-huh. We should find another guy like that.
That's what Mike Racine is.
Yeah, but... I imagine if you meet another like person like you in the wild, yeah, you guys hate each other.
Maybe we can go to like the bakery at Wegmans.
Those are his suggestions.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We'll do stuff like that and then
yeah,
we'll be like, yeah, these are pretty good.
You have a pretty good, yeah.
Yeah, these are pretty good. They're like not like real pralines, but they're good.
Uh-huh. Caleb and I will typically go around the city and then we'll be like, oh, what if... And then we'll look on Zillow and we'd be like, what if we left our girlfriend, his wife now, and then became a gay couple and then moved to Raleigh, North Carolina or something. Mm-hmm. We'll talk a little bit about it, about like, you know, our day to day as the gay couple, like in a cute little house in Raleigh.
Well, you guys will have fun in Tampa. Tampa's, that club's out in the middle of nowhere, but
it's outside the city, right?
Ybor City. They got wild chickens all over the place.
In the club?
No, just on the street. There's just fucking roosters all over the place.
Is that real?
Yeah. And like the way we have pigeons, they have like fucking chickens.
Like Mexico style?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
It's Cubans down there. So I guess they brought the...
I thought Cubans were Miami. I thought Tampa were good old boys.
No, like they also went to Tampa.
Really?
Yeah. There's a lot of Cubans. There's a lot of Cubans there. And big cigar industry.
Oh my God.
That's what Ybor, I guess, was initially. And
have
I
you ever enjoyed a cigar?
No, I like pipe tobacco. I will be in Columbus, Ohio at the Funny Bone on February the middle. Go to mull.dog and then you click on shows. Uh-huh. Mull.dog, that's my website. Go to shows and that's my schedule. But Columbus, that's the next one. That's less than a month away. Did Funny Moms, managed to stay on stage for 15 minutes.
You had a great set.
It was okay. Yeah. I got to figure out, I'm going to really open up the possibilities wide.
Uh-huh.
It's like, let's not think about jokes. Let's think about how to have a good time
right.
for 45 minutes.
Yeah, kind of maybe like a multimedia aspect to it.
I'm considering that.
Yeah. Man. Nick has been pitching me ideas for his new stage act, and it sounds like, folks, I'm not exaggerating, an extravaganza. I will say.
I kind of want to do an extravaganza.
You should do an extravaganza.
I really hate stand-up comedy, but the idea of being an extravagant.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah, we limit ourselves.
If I made up, all I have to do is be on stage for an hour. If I made up a different, maybe I could just create a new medium. Like a new thing.
An extravaganza.
Yeah.
Yeah. And what would it entail?
Well, I would imagine what I was thinking, and I don't want to ruin it, but I get the dimensions of the showroom beforehand.
Okay.
And I have a giant tube. Uh-huh. And then so there's 300 people in the audience, and I start back left corner audience, and I whisper the first joke into the ear of the woman in the first seat.
Hopefully.
And then I go to the next person. Uh-huh. And it takes me a full hour, and by the end, I've whispered one
joke.
The same joke into each person's ear.
Yeah.
And then I say thank you.
Yeah. That's pretty good.
You got a personal experience.
Yeah.
It's kind of like, you know, how like whores on the internet sell like chatting.
Yeah. You like beating off on cam, you mean?
Uh-huh. Maybe I'll just do stand up, but with one of those like, those kind of dildos that vibrate if you send coins. Insert it into me, and then everybody's table there'll be, you'll have the option of vibrating a dildo in my
that
jammed
be fun.
Into my urethra.
So you make more money on top of whatever you're making from the ticket sales,
right? Yeah. Maybe I'll try that.
Yeah,
that'd be a fun thing.
You can make hundreds there. Mm-hmm. I think it's not a bad idea.
Yeah,
yeah.
A Gallagher thing, but sharding instead of smashing fruit.
Yeah. I think the splashing part is what's popular about Gallagher.
Mm-hmm.
It's not about the watermelon. It could be poo.
Yeah.
Yeah, I guess, I thought for extravaganza, it sounds a little bit more like, I don't know, like you tell a story and you're like, there's a piano playing, you know, the introduction to a song. And you're like, yeah, last time I performed this was at the Starlight Lounge in Reno, Nevada, and, you know, I met a woman there, and she stole all my money, and then you sing, you know, your song. Mm. It's kind of like that kind of thing.
Like Tony Bennett.
Yeah, kind of a Tony Bennett, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and you can make your songs, I don't know, you don't even have to sing your own songs. You could do an evening of covers,
mm-hmm.
you know. I don't know, I think that's kind of a good idea. I don't know. I'm spitball. I don't know. There could be, like, another aspect to it where it's, people just get to come up and kick you in the balls.
No, perhaps. I'll never do something like that. I'll never humiliate myself in such a regard.
No, but that's like a...
Sharding, though, and the dildo in my ass, I think I could do the vibrating and sharding.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
That's not a bad idea.
Uh-huh.
Did you have a fun day today?
You know what I could do is I could put a dildo in my ass and I'd try to shit it out without a turd also coming out.
Uh-huh.
And if the turd comes out, I lose and the audience wins.
And what, they get their money back or something?
Double their money.
Double?
Yeah.
That's a pretty good idea.
Yeah, yeah. The club doesn't know this is happening, but...
Yeah.
That's the plan.
There has to be a way to exploit them for even more money, you know? Beyond their ticket prices.
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Maybe, like, you could have them, like, you know, like, when people do live streaming, you have to say something if they, like, tip more.
Mm-hmm.
Then you have to, like, do a shout-out or something. So you can just, they can, like,
Is that how that works?
What?
Is that how that works?
Live streaming?
When you did Hassan's stream recently.
He makes money for if he does ad breaks, and if you pay the $5, you don't have to watch the ad break.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
What do you mean? You pay $5 and you can turn your computer off for 5 minutes?
No, he keeps talking. He turns on the ad break, keeps talking. And if you want to see him keep talking, I guess it interrupts.
Oh, he's saying secret things during the commercial break.
Yeah, to his secret friends. And there are 75,000 people watching. And the chat is like the code in the Matrix. It's insane.
Mm-hmm.
And I couldn't really get over what it was that he was doing and that he does every single day of his life.
Yeah.
And I feel like I didn't want to make him feel bad, but I was like, this doesn't seem like a healthy way.
Mm-hmm.
He's very wealthy, but I was like, yeah, he was telling me, I was like, what happens if you like have diarrhea or something? You
know? Yeah, and they get mad at him.
Yeah, they time him going to the bathroom and stuff. They have spreadsheets of how long it takes him to piss.
Yeah.
It's kind of the Stanford prison experiment, but you get millions of dollars for it.
That's what my show is, the Stanford prison experiment.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We can do that.
I think that's
the audience, there's a button on your table, and if you do it, if you press it, a sex toy will vibrate my ass, and I'll start punching this woman violently. She'll be chained up to a pole in front of me. And when the dildo starts going, I just start punching violently.
Random audience member or your assistant?
The club, I imagine, will provide her.
Yeah, yeah. Say, I need a bitch.
One of the wait staff.
Yeah.
And so it's not even on me.
Yeah.
It's them.
Yeah. The club, it's on the audience, right? Mm-hmm. You are but a
vessel.
A vessel, yeah. A vessel of fist.
That was the Stanford prison experiment, wasn't it?
I think it was just they put kids in a class, psychology class. Like,
it's funny because it's been referenced so much because you learn what it is in school.
I forgot what it is.
I don't remember what it is anymore. It's just a thing people say.
I think they just like said incarcerated a bunch of kids in a class.
It's about in torturing people, right?
They started going nuts, yeah. And then there's a similar example that happened at Harvard. And there was a kid who like had a nervous breakdown, and it was Ted Kaczynski.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What were you saying earlier about me, about the way I look?
I don't remember. Was it good or bad?
It was really nice.
Oh, boy. Well, it's been a big week in terms of news.
Yeah. Huge.
I feel like something happened. Somebody went on a knife rampage in the. Let's go to the. Let's see what New York Post.
Yeah,
says.
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Yeah,
let's check that.
New York Post. Let's see. Teacher beaten unconscious by 270-pound student over Nintendo Switch. She tells the Post that he spat in her face and called her a whore.
She looks like a bitch.
Yeah, we got good stuff in the New York Post today. I still feel it, she says. 270-pound, and look, just the alpha blurred.
Oh, my God.
The alpha blurred.
He went Super Saiyan on that.
Yeah. I grabbed my backpack and my sweatshirt, and I got up to leave the class. The energy changed in there. I just wanted to remove myself from Joan. Continue without supporting us. Wiping the spit from her face, Florida teacher Joan Nadick.
Since
it was time to escape her classroom. She was beaten unconscious by a student over a Nintendo Switch.
He was trying to take her Nintendo Switch.
17-year-old Brandon Deepa, standing 6'7" and 270 pounds, pummeled Nadick with more than a dozen kicks and punches.
Just,
Just beating the fuck out. That would be awesome. Can you imagine?
6'7"
Can you imagine being in that class as a teenager too?
I'd be like,
like, dude, the bird lost it. She tried to touch his switch, and the bird blurred lost it.
He was trying to play Zelda.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my god!
Yeah, sounds like she got a Breath of the Wild.
Yes,
sounds like the tears of the kingdom rained down on.
It sounds like he slapped her with the I don't know. She got the Ocarina of Time.
Mm-hmm.
I don't fucking know.
Sounds like her face is gonna have to be in a Majora's Mask until her ocular bones heal.
That's crazy. How does a kid get 270 pounds and 6'7"? I feel like I wouldn't want to go to school with someone that big.
Yeah, I mean, you should legally not be considered a child.
I should get to go to little kid.
I think once you're past 6'2", they should just give you the diploma.
Yeah, you're done.
I mean, because it's like, first of all, in terms of society, being 6'2 does more for you than a high school diploma.
100%.
Like, you could have a guy with no fucking high school diploma that's 6'2 versus a guy with just a high school diploma that's 5'7 going into a job. They're going to give the 6'2 guy a job.
100%.
So once you reach that height, you should be done with school.
Uh-huh. That's so funny.
Mm-hmm.
He popped off on that lady.
Yeah. Here we go. Now we get 7 paragraphs down. We get to the crucial information.
Let's hear it.
Nadik first encountered Deepa, an autistic teen, in January of 2022 in a special needs classroom. She provided assistance to the primary teacher, ensuring Deepa and his classmates made it to their various destinations throughout the day.
He was special needs?
He was autistic.
Oh.
When agitated, he would pelt her and other staffers with epithets, usually some variant of the term bitch. Like, what a variant.
Biatch.
Oh, the classic. Biatch. Just a retarded calling you biatch. Kids, bleep that. I don't want to use the R slur describing.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. I hope they let him have his switch in jail.
Apparently they well, how old is he actually? Are they gonna charge him as an adult?
Wow, this video is crazy.
Of the beat up?
He's pummeling her and there's like 5 people on him. And they can't stop, and then all of them, the teachers, all have that body.
What's the closest you ever came to blows with a teacher?
Never.
Never?
Yeah.
They all hated you?
No, teachers actually liked me.
You were a nice guy?
I just didn't do your work. I just didn't do work. Yeah. Yeah, it was like...
Teachers actually hated me.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're like a know-it-all, I guess.
No, I was
speaking
worse.
Of know-it-all, today's episode is brought to you
by
a product that knows it all.
Yeah, and that product is Fume.
Fume.
Cold turkey may be great on sandwiches, but there's a better way to break your bad habits. We're not talking about some weird mind voodoo from your crazy neighbor or use sarcastic
examples. Did you already use this one? There's already a tube in it.
He used it.
He did.
You sucked that off?
No, it was you. You used it.
He used it? Oh. We're talking about our sponsor, Fume.
Fume.
And they look at a problem in a different way. Not everything in a bad habit is wrong. So instead of drastic, uncomfortable change, why not just remove the bad from your habit?
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So instead of vapor, Fume uses air.
Let's say you're 6'7", 270 pounds.
And you got your switch
and your
taken
special
away.
Needs teacher has just taken away your switch. Now, God has given you all of this power.
Yeah.
And you've decided not to use it up until this point.
Yes. This is the thing that broke you.
But like very much like Michael Douglas in Falling Down, this is the final straw.
You've just had enough.
Your Nintendo Switch is not to be taken away from you. Now you have two options.
Yes.
Crush the skull of the teacher.
Or flavored air.
Or take a nice drag off your fume, right?
How's that taste?
So you go and do it. And then the teacher says to you, you're not allowed to...
Fume in class.
Well, you're not allowed to smoke in class.
Uh-huh.
And you explain, it's not smoking.
No, it's completely natural.
There's no chemicals. It's air. Completely natural. It's a tube.
It's a tube?
It's a tube with flavored air in it. There's no chemicals. There's nothing. All I'm doing is breathing.
And it uses delicious flavors,
too. And the
too.
Teacher says, I don't care what it is. Bitch. I'm not allowing that.
What a bitch.
Guess who gets their face just absolutely destroyed?
So there's two options for the teacher.
So you got two options. You can either learn what you can learn what fume is and stop giving people a hard time about it because it's not, there's no chemicals, it's completely natural, and it's the only thing standing in between you and a 270-pound
6'7"
kid.
Autistic kid who loves Switch.
Just trying to. And I can relate to that, dude.
Yeah.
Because despite the bizarre career success that we've had, in my heart,
yes,
I am just a loser.
Yeah.
And all I want is to sit around playing video games until I die.
Uh-huh. Yeah. I mean...
And if someone were to take that away from me...
You might snap.
Yeah, I don't really have the ability to.
Yeah, you just don't have the 6'7", 200.
Yeah, they would just take things away from me. I'm like, fine, well, I'll just shit my pants in the classroom, though. Guess what fucking smells bad in here? And before you say, we're sending you to the nurse's office to get the backup pants,
I was
already wearing them because I shit my pants in first period.
Check in, mate.
I've shit my pants twice today.
So you're going to have to see my dick the rest of school.
So maybe I'm demanding the teacher's pants. Or you're going to have to see my child penis, which is illegal if I do say so myself.
You get it. Instead of bad, fume is good. It's a habit you're free to enjoy and makes replacing your bad habits easy. Your fume comes with an adjustable.
It's got this little choke.
Adjustable airflow dial.
So if you like a little bit more of a pull, you can crank that motherfucker down.
Choke that shit down.
And it's also like a fidget spinner kind of thing.
And it's got magnets for fidgeting and giving your fingers a lot to do.
I like
which
this.
Which is helpful.
I like this flavor, whatever it is, the one that Ginsburg put in here and used and said that he didn't open it and use it already.
He blamed Ian, too.
Yeah.
A homosexual and a friend of ours. Guys, the taste.
Yeah. Can you imagine a teacher taking Ian's dildos away from him?
Oh, my God.
In class? But I brought those from home.
Those are mine. I need this to learn.
I can't focus in class.
I thought this was America.
I thought I was trying to focus in history class, and you took my dildos away from me. Ian is currently in special education now.
Yes.
That would be a thing Ian would get into. He's like, gosh, I'm super excited. I just signed up for special education.
Yeah. Remember they had adult daycare? Imagine they had adults.
They have that in Chinatown.
Ed.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
Well, I don't know what it is.
Just send your elderly Chinese. And then they what? They play with blocks? They're like 280 years old and they're just playing with blocks in there.
They fight each other?
Yeah.
They get in trouble at the end of the day when they get picked up. Guys, it's well waited.
Yeah, grandma's in timeout for beating the fuck out of for beating the fuck out of the teacher.
Grandma pissed herself
during
nap time again.
Grandma spitefully pissed herself during snack time because she couldn't have a second Oreo.
I don't know what to do about this about her. Guys, think of a refreshing herbal tea. If vapor was compared to sticky soda, fume flavors would be herbal tea. Not as sweet, but a lot more natural.
Herbal tea, more like Urkel tea.
Urkel tea for nerds.
Yeah.
Or no, for smart people.
Yeah.
It's beautiful. It's real wood.
Lara, the teacher took my Nintendo Switch.
Steve, did you beat the fuck out of the teacher?
Did I do that?
If that kid can you imagine if that kid just fucking hit him with the did I do that? Blood pouring out of her eyes.
He's going to be charged as an adult. He's going to have to go to adult jail. Like, as a special ed kid.
Brandon, no. He's like, did I do that?
So right now is the best time to start the good habit.
Did I do that?
With Fume. All orders for the month of January have a buy one, get one off of the cores. So you could stock up for that New Year's resolution. Plus, as a listener of this show, you get 10% off when you use the code. And that's tryfume.com/TAFS, guys. And use my code TAFS for an additional 10% off the BOGO cores until January 31st. To help making starting the good habit that much easier. All right, guys. That's Fume.
Did you use the promo code?
Yeah, TAFS.
Oh, okay.
10% off of the BOGO cores. It sounds fucking awesome, guys. You gotta hop on this deal. All right? What else is in the post? Let's go through the post. We're tired. We've worked all day.
Mm-hmm.
What else is going on?
I'm just reading more of this story.
What else? Oh, let's hear more. Let's get back to the story. He looks like...
Did I do that?
Oh, my God. That poor guy.
Yeah.
He's going to have to go to grown-up prison for a switch assault.
He'll be fine. He's 6'7".
Yeah, but they'll manipulate him. He's not very smart.
No, he's actually. Guess what the subject matter was of the class that he interrupted by playing Switch? Cybersecurity.
No way. Yeah, in high school?
It was a cybersecurity class.
He goes to smart high school?
I guess. It's special education, but then they let him out for computers.
What? Yeah. I guess they. I mean, I don't know. Maybe they have.
Well, he's like fucking Rain Man.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now, all right. Well, that's. So that bitch was a... All right. Onwards.
It's funny, too, because it's like the only reason this is in the post is because he's black.
100%.
Yeah, so this is just...
Right now, the post is black crime and anti-Semitism news.
Yeah, right.
It's the cities aren't safe, and you wouldn't believe who is being anti-Semitic today.
Yeah, no, because somebody says, I understand that autism plays a big part in this, but it may require educational personnel physically capable of handling a violent person like this. So this, the first comment is like, we need to get women out of schools.
Yes.
Like, women can't be...
How many likes did he get?
They're too weak, 434.
The post-comment section is...
I tell you, this wouldn't have happened if we didn't have weak women.
I love it.
In the school. You need males. 6'8" males should be all the teachers.
You need Kimbo Slice.
You need Kimbo Slice teaching class. And then a response here from a guy named Pablo Umu, who says, what plays a big part is having no father around and being raised by wolves.
Oh, my God. By wolves?
Yeah, wolves. Uncomfortable as it is for many people to acknowledge due to the proliferation of single-parent households. That's it. Let me just do Control-F lead paint.
Dude, it's crazy. The post-comment section, I just imagine a 97-year-old like Jewish person that's lived in New York forever.
Yeah.
Talking about, like, they're outside my house. I don't feel safe anymore in this city.
Yeah, it's all New York racist.
Which is New York racist.
Yeah.
It's a very particular brand of
people. You know, something named Cobra Wing. We're long past a point where trying to civilize a good number of these people is clearly impossible. And then for some reason they put civilize in quotation marks and bolded it.
That means jail?
Yeah. When schools had a real discipline ability, this wasn't so much of a problem. Clearly, their woke agenda has backfired badly. Uh-huh. What woke agenda? Let him have Switch in class? is that the woke agenda?
It's the woke agenda.
That backfired.
He was inspired by the trans movement. In his action. It's crazy. It's the same comments for any article in there.
It's also, too, all of these people will turn around and leave another comment on the survey like, step on my lawn, I'm going to shoot you in the fucking face.
I will shoot you in the pussy.
If you touch my mailbox, I will come out of my house with a machine gun and kill you. They're like, what's going to happen when somebody cuts this guy off in traffic?
I mean,
she took his property.
Yes, 100%. 100%.
Yeah.
It's so mean of her.
Yeah, from Mark S. I feel confident someone has written a report explaining why punishment of any kind would damage this child's hopes of playing in the NBA. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. You got to get that guy on the offensive line, though. 6'7", 280 is perfect.
This is so, yeah. No wonder it's hard for schools to find good teachers and aides. Yeah, it's so funny. They react to things like this, which is in the news because it's an aberration.
Right. It's remarkable.
They're like, whew.
This.
Yeah, right. Even the detail, a 6'7" child. The headline could be, get a load of this 6'7" mentally disabled boy. And that's what the news was.
That should have been an article.
That was the news when I was growing up.
If National he got Inquirer. An article first about how big he was, yeah. Maybe he wouldn't have...
Honestly, that could be his career. He could have been Guinness Book. Call up Guinness Book of World Records. I have the world's biggest disabled boy.
Look how big this boy.
Look how big this disabled boy is.
Yeah.
And then you bring them around the evangelical South. You could say this is right out of Leviticus.
Uh-huh. That's right.
Look how somewhere
big,
in there.
Look how big that boy.
You've seen the Bible story about the big disabled boy.
We all know it. We all know it well.
Yeah. Is he really an autistic teen? Is that just a euphemism for mentally disturbed? Well, I'm pretty sure a teenager is objectively. That's pretty easy to figure out. I think he is a teen, and autism is a medical diagnosis. So I don't really know if it's a euphemism.
I'm going to look at the post and see what I see. See what I can find.
Mm-hmm.
Ding Dong Sitch. Officer warns teens they can get shot and killed if they participate in the TikTok door knock challenge. See, exactly.
Next thing is, yeah. If one of these teenagers knocked on my door, I'd blow their fucking head off.
If you knock on my door, I will shoot you.
Right. Oh, look at this fucking animal. Doesn't want his switch taken away. Is that my doorbell I hear? Is that the button outside of my house that's designed for the public to press? is someone touching the button I put outside of my house?
The thing that that visitors use.
Yeah.
This is a very dangerous game. Very dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
I'm afraid a homeowner may think someone is trying to burglarize. Why? What burglar would use the door, use the bell? Anyway. Yeah, what do they have to write about anymore?
Crystal Hefner says life with Hugh Hefner was no fantasy. Having to sleep with an 80-year-old, there's a price.
What did she say?
I don't know.
Who's Crystal? It was one of the girls next door?
I'm sure fucking him at that age was probably horrific.
Yeah.
It's like, you know, sometimes you open a box of raisins and they're all stuck together. This is one solid mass.
Uh-huh, yeah.
I imagine fucking him. That would be like trying to put those raisins back in the box.
Yeah, I guess, I mean, didn't they find out that he fucked a bunch of people against their will after he died?
Of course he did.
The sex man?
Right.
Imagine that being your life. Yeah. Known for being into sex.
Yeah, and there was a brief period where like people were like, oh, he was always like a feminist.
Yes, because he let a woman run the company for like a year.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think that was what it was.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That was always kind of a loser thing. I can't imagine if I lived in the 50s even. I would have been like, wow, this guy's awesome.
Yeah, Hef is the man.
Yeah.
I'd be like, this guy's...
It's like a 12-year-old's idea of what's cool.
Right. Yeah, and he wears pajamas all day. That was the other thing about him. What a fucking loser.
Yeah, Hugh Hefner's out. What's in is 6'7", blurred, willing to do anything for his Nintendo Switch. I'm sorry, but there's like a spiritual quality to that that I think is like noble. There's a virtuosity to it.
Yeah, fighting back.
In like I said, this is one of those things. A guy like that 6,000 years ago would be revered.
Yeah.
That story would be something that, you know.
They'd be like, that is the new chief.
A third of films and literature would be based on the story of the 6'7" blurred taking his toy back.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. She revealed that she once had a conversation with Hef, and he let me know, once I go, when I'm gone, please only say good things about me. I kept that promise for the last 5 years after going through a lot of therapy and healing. And now here's great. Here's the comments of people shitting on this lady. Wait, so his only request was to be kind after he was gone. She took all the benefits and the money, and after 4 years to make some more money, broke her promise. Shouldn't she have to return everything she took from him?
Oh, people are standing up for the blurred.
No, no, no. This is about Hugh Hefner's ex-wife.
Oh, sorry. I'm confused. Oh, for being a gold digger.
Yeah. It says gold digger all over here.
I love it.
Her book should be called Prostitute Memoir. That's all she was.
I got nothing right now, Nick. I'm like crashing. I feel like I'm about to fall asleep.
Well, come on. Because we'll go through the post here.
I'm exhausted, dude. I feel like really embarrassed right now. Like I'm doing a terrible job. Like I have nothing.
Yeah, but you're wearing a costume. That's all that matters.
No, but it's just like not good.
Play with the gun. Play with the gun. You'll feel better, I'm telling you. That's what I tell my son at home. A lot of people don't know I have a son. I also have a firearm. Anytime he's having a temper tantrum, I pop the clip out and I hand him the gun. And what I never let him know, there's a round in the chamber.
Yeah.
So he thinks he's safe. But he's not. And then after I take the gun away, I say, just to let you know. And then I fire it into the... I'm like, you could have killed yourself or me. And that's true. Yeah. That's true whether you're holding the gun or not.
Yeah.
That's something about life that you'll never...
I don't think the gun will do it.
I'm getting congested. I think from like touching this thing.
Can we just do it before my flight tomorrow?
No, because I have to meet... the contractor to get...
What time?
I'm early, sorry, and then he's picking me up, and then we got to come back, and we got all this shit to do.
Could I, like, splash cold water on my face or something right now?
No, we're fine. Today's episode is also brought to you by our good friends. They're back, 2024.
MyBookie.ag. Gear up, sports fans. The NFL playoffs are here. And with the Super Bowl just around the corner, there's never been a better time to get in on the action with MyBookie. Don't just watch, score big with exclusive boosted odds and huge prize contests that'll have you feeling the Super Bowl fever before it ever hits. You have the Super Bowl fever this year, Nick?
Yes.
I can't wait.
I have a nice apartment. I always want to have a little like Super Bowl party or something.
Uh-huh.
I never think to do it. I always say it all the time. I'm like, I have cable. I could do pay-per-view events. Remember when I did that one time?
We watched that one fight.
Yeah.
And you had the snack tray was awesome.
Yeah, we had a great time. And I'm like, why the fuck don't I do this more often?
Yeah. Well, let's do it this year.
Okay.
But I don't know if we could say Super Bowl. Isn't it like we have to say the big game?
You're not allowed to say Super Bowl?
I thought that was the thing, like on TV. You had to say, the big game, because it's like a copyrighted term or something.
That's not how copyright works.
I don't know.
So, what the fuck are you talking about?
Whether you're a season pro or ready to roll for the first time.
Get ready for the big movie coming out this weekend, the title of which we can't say because it's...
The big game. Whether you're a seasoned pro or ready to roll for the first time, MyBookie is your ticket to turning your sports knowledge into cold, hard cash. MyBookie is the largest online lineup of odds, contests, and Vegas-style casino games, making it your ultimate destination for all types of fun 24/7 right at your fingertips. If you've been waiting for the right time to get in on the action, the wait is over. Make your winning move today and sign up at MyBookie. Use promo code TAFS to claim your deposit of up to $1,000. That's crazy. That's right. TAFS for an opportunity to boost your betting power. Experience the thrill of sports betting right from the comfort of your home because of MyBookie. You can bet anything, anytime, anywhere.
You should bet on this election because it's probably going to be the last time. The country's going to end, right?
Well, how do they end it?
There's going to be a civil war no matter what.
Who, like, between who?
It'll be like January 6th times 9/11.
But like, who's going to be like Biden? Like, yeah, hell, who's going to kill for Biden?
Well, I think what's going to happen is Trump will win.
Yeah.
And then the thing that the January 6th guys wanted Congress to do, like invalidate the results, they'll just do that. They'll do that, but without any kind of, you know, people were protesting, but then Congress will do the thing where they're like, oh, yeah, actually, no, we're just going to make Biden president anyways.
Oh, you're saying that they're going to take it away.
They're going to take it away from him, and then the January 6th type of guys, then they'll just start blowing things up.
I don't know.
Right? Doesn't that seem like...
I don't know.
It sounds dumb, but it's also like, doesn't that seem like what's going to happen?
It just seems like Trump's going to win.
Yeah, yeah, and then there's not going to be any kind of...
No, it'll be boring.
You think he's just going to be president?
Yeah.
Oh. Right? Well, hopefully the stock market just goes like crazy.
Yeah.
Hopefully people are just
make a little cash.
Yeah, there's just like... that actually would be sweet. Is like another Trump president, and then we have like a kind of like a roaring 20s, and we do all this like permanent economic damage.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And like the middle class is just completely wiped out, and we ascend into like, you know, some kind of
Great Gatsby.
Yeah, right. Yeah. We do great.
Great Gatsby. Yeah.
And
we have flappers giving us pussy. And yes.
Yeah, just women with like very long
pussy.
Yeah, like Goofy's ears.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what, yeah.
Yeah, there's jazz and people are like.
Yeah, it is the 20s.
Yeah, again. It's kind of the 20s.
It is the 20s.
We're in the 20s, yeah.
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 I mean, Trump like a Warren G. Harding.
Uh-huh.
You know what the G stood for? What?
Gangsta?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
Gay?
Yeah.
What is that?
I don't know. What were you going to say about
it? People used to say he was black.
Warren G. Harding.
Yeah, like he had a little brother in him.
Yeah.
Wasn't that like a rumor online or something?
Let me look it up.
Look at a pic. Yeah. Also, Babe Ruth, they said was Dominican. There are a couple of pictures where he do be looking like that.
Yeah. Yeah, DNA shows Warren Harding was not America's first black president.
Oh, never mind. What a bummer. Who was it? Trump?
Yeah.
That was like a popular rumor online, I think.
Warren G. Harding did have a black kid, though.
Ooh.
Why do people think he was black?
I don't know. I think I saw that very same headline.
I mean, he doesn't look like
a black. I was like, why did anyone check?
Like, the people thought that guy was black?
No, yeah, not at all.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
Yeah, for sure.
And that's, yeah, that's definitely, this busted piece of shit is his fucking disgusting wife.
Yeah.
Yeah, he was a bad president, right?
He was supposed to be a really bad one. Him and Hoover.
Look at this fucking loser. Look how he listened to his music. Is that the speaker directly in his face?
What an idiot.
Yeah. What the fuck is he doing? He did this a lot.
That's his thing?
Yeah, he just like didn't know how to listen to music.
Or maybe that's like a microphone.
I don't know.
You just talk into a cone if you're the president?
Yeah.
Yeah. And then Babe Ruth, yeah, was the other one. They say he was Dominican. There are like some pictures of, I think I saw something where there was like a picture of him like in a fur coat looking like a pimp. And people are like, yeah, he's definitely, that's why he was so good at ball.
Uh-huh.
And his face looked a little Afro-Caribbean, but obviously not. We all know the first black president was Abraham Lincoln. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
That's why he's such a good guy. I don't know.
Wait, is this real? Or is this like a... Is that real?
I kind of look like him.
Yeah. Anyways, what were you saying?
Nothing. Oh. Nothing good.
Stop being insecure. Who cares, dude?
I don't know. I'm just tired, dude. We've been shooting all day. I'm tired.
You can be tired. That's fine.
Yeah, but I just don't want to do it on camera. I just want to like...
Look, we'll get it over with and we'll be done.
No, it's bad. It's not entertaining.
I've been entertained laughing at the guy who beat up the teacher.
Yeah, that was the one good thing.
I don't care what I learned a fun story about a nerd losing, being sent over the edge. And teacher...
You had fun with that, yeah.
Teacher fucking around and finding out.
Yeah. I wish I beat up.
They should auction that Nintendo Switch.
For what his
bit. It should be in a museum.
Yeah.
It should.
In the Smithsonian.
It's a civil rights museum.
Yeah.
Should be. They took this away from him. Because I tell you, in 50 years, that's
Rosa Parks.
Well, that's just the story is going to be about a hero. Because this is true, and a lot of people are going to be mad at me for saying this, but there is a criticism of the education system that they just don't know how to interact with. Minority children.
Yeah.
That they need a louder environment to learn.
I haven't heard that.
I remember reading that in the early days of...
Salon.com?
Yeah.
Sounds like that.
You're like, it was like an article that was like, let black boys scream in the classroom.
Written by Deborah Jewish or whatever.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
You used to be able to just say whatever.
You could just say whatever.
2014 was the best time to be a journalist. I moved to Brooklyn to be a journalist.
Yeah.
I'm writing for ExoJane.
Well, there was that.
This is my big feature for ExoJane. They paid me $2,000. I wrote an article called I Walked Around with a Piece of Baby Bell Cheese in My Pussy for a Week.
And this is what I've learned
and
about.
This is what I learned. Yeah.
Yeah, about.
Here's why we need to talk about
toxic masculinity.
Yeah, exactly.
Because men couldn't stop.
Remember that
harassing.
There was women making yogurt in their pussies.
That was like a thing.
Yeah,
I think it's still a thing.
And you could write an article about it.
I think my girlfriend's mom is like one of those moms that's like put yogurt on it. She's one of those like you don't need medicine. You just put some yogurt on it.
Like in your pussy?
I don't know. Anything.
Oh.
Yeah. Like yogurt? Just need, you need the, whatever it has in it. The bugs that are in it.
Bacteria.
Yeah.
Like a gut biome thing.
What Nick said to me earlier today about my new look is that he's never had respect for me. And then he saw me like
a lot of your obnoxious behavior when you have a beard.
You're being so nice to me right
now.
Well,
it comes off as just, like authoritative,
yeah.
Like it's deliberate.
I mean, it's not. I'm just a whack guy.
Yeah,
I'm just shit.
But when you have a beard, it's forgivable.
Yeah, like oh, that he's trying his best.
Yeah,
I'm gonna be sad when I take it off.
Yeah, you should grow a beard.
I can't.
Well, that's the thing. It's like, guys. First of all, if you like the show. Please support. We got, I don't know, there's a lot to shoot.
Yeah.
Scrambling to get. And we don't want to get your hopes up either because it's not going to be particularly.
No, shut up.
It'll be fine.
No, shut up. It's the amount of time it's taking, you don't put it that way.
Well, whatever. I don't care either way.
It's very involved at the very least.
Fuck you. I don't give a shit.
All right, fine.
We're having a good time.
And, I had a great day.
But the show does require support. We thought maybe we'd get a little, We thought we'd have a little move on the back end with a sponsorship sort of deal, and that we wouldn't have to beg anymore, and that we could just get our bases covered so we could make the show. But that seems to be not going to happen. Advertisers still bracing for a recession or whatever. So there's just no... if you go to patreon.com/TAFS if you want to sign up. And then I guess if we could get you that, the Michael Jackson, where they take your fucking pubes and they, like, laserly insert them into your face so you can grow a beard.
Is it like hair replacement?
It's like hair replacement, but you need a different type of follicle because you can't just, like...
So it's pubic hair?
I would imagine they use pubic hair, yeah.
Huh. Well, if it makes you think I'm a better guy, then yeah, of course.
The beard is doing...
They did do it in Jackass 2, of course.
What?
In the terrorism sketch. It was very funny.
What'd they do?
When...
they just glued pubes.
They glued pubes.
Yeah, I'm saying...
But this is more medical.
You remove the follicles and you have them inserted via laser into your face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think I'd be willing to try out different looks for sure. I think if I want to go into acting, if I want to do more stuff like we're doing right now,
I grow a beard and I don't think it really changes like the way people perceive me.
Well,
I guess you have to have the mustache that covers your mouth. When I have that, if it's just all hair down here, I feel like I look friendlier.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, people love you.
Not really. Without it, I'm like a rat guy.
No, you're handsome.
I'm like a rat.
Without it, you look great.
Oh, all right.
Yeah. You have a great face, great bone structure. You look awesome.
Dust up between Biden and New Hampshire Democrats. Let's hear it. Kept him off the primary ballot.
What?
Yeah.
What was the dust up?
The state is holding its contest earlier than this year's Democratic primary count allows the candidates to be about maybe eligible to be delegates in the national convention. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck that means.
Yeah.
Oh. Hot Mike supposedly catches Biden threatening to wage war on Texas with F-15 fighter jets.
Oh, who is he?
I don't know. This is new.
Do you have his number?
Who?
Hot Mike.
Oh, Hot Mike. that's very funny. Chinese mom who live streams her son doing homework gets surprising results.
What are the results?
Mother in China who live streams her 9-year-old son's homework sessions on Douyin said the results of her child's work ethic have been surprising. The results, the mother from China's Sichuan province identified as Zhang, said the live stream allows viewers to monitor and encourage her son's studies with over 900 people. Jesus Christ.
What?
I mean, that sounds like something I'd make up. Like
there's so much shit. On stream?
That, yeah, exactly. Yeah. Like, well, what's the biggest TV show in China? I don't know. Homework? Fucking homework. Fucking piano lessons. Yeah, what's their best?
Wait,
book?
How big is the viewership?
Fucking bad, dry, shitty driving.
Yeah, it's like too lazy.
Yeah, what's their version of fucking 50 Shades of Grey? 50 Shades of fucking crashing your car.
Fucking math.
Fucking math class.
Math class.
Superstar.
Penis.
Yeah. Instead of Hamilton, what do they got? Fucking
dog food?
Math
eating
Hamilton?
Dog? Math Hamilton. It's too lazy of a...
Yeah.
Of a thing. Wait, so how many people are watching this guy do...
900 million.
No way. The entire country watches this kid do homework?
900 million people. Wait, just 900. So this seems like a non-story.
Why is that in the New York Post?
It's in Yahoo.
Oh, Yahoo. What's the political...
Yahoo News is insane. Donkey cart loaded with explosives kills a police officer and critically injures 4 others in Kenya. And the donkey survived.
He did?
Yeah.
Oh.
A donkey with injuries is seen after an IED blew up in Mandera County, Kenya. We should move to Kenya, dude.
It's nice, apparently.
Yeah. Yes, we're settler colonial.
We should join up with the Maasai, the jumping guys.
What do they do?
Plyometrics, just jumping.
Oh, really?
Those guys, yeah. Those are Kenyans.
I'm going to move to Kenya and sell kites.
Do they have kites there?
I don't think so.
You're just going to like teach them kites.
Well, you don't need to teach. They're intuitive.
Well, you can get good at kites,
though. Use the power of the wind.
Yeah. I mean, but you can like get like really good at that.
What is that, like that thing that charity people do? They go to like Africa to make schools out of mud.
Yeah.
That also seems like
rude. The guy from Jurassic Park.
Like if you're going to go to Africa.
It's always the Jurassic Park.
If you're going to go to Africa to make a school, make a real school. Don't like make a school out of dirt and be like.
It's insulting.
Look what I did for you.
Yeah, make a regular building. Yeah.
Like a fucking,
it's their culture.
Mud.
Yeah.
Yeah, I made you a poo-poo school.
Yeah. That's what they do here.
You're welcome.
You're welcome.
I made you. That is probably not even what they do. It's just a bunch of jackasses going over there making doo-doo buildings. Yeah. And then they're like, yeah, thanks, but can we just have a wooden fucking building,
please? Yeah, can we just get a regular building?
Yeah.
I live in a house.
And they're like, well, that one's made out of doo-doo. I'm like, yeah, Jimmy Carter came over here and just made everything out of doo-doo.
Yeah, it's all Americans that are building these poo-poo houses.
Jimmy Carter's a fucking guy. Like, he came over here to play with his own shit. And then he said, actually, it's a school.
Actually, he died, right, recently?
His wife died. Now he's just getting as much pussy as possible before.
How long did he have to wait? Huh? He's like 99.
It's wild that he's still alive.
Imagine if he was just waiting for her to die to get puss.
Three presidents after him are dead.
Yeah, he was the president in the 70s.
Yeah.
That's so long ago.
Yeah.
Yeah. Poor guy.
It's going to be crazy if America survives in like 60 years when our president is like...
You got chocolate?
I was hiding it.
Why? This is what I need for the show, for the rest of the show.
I want
just
it.
Just give me a little chocolate.
No, I want it for myself before bed.
What do you mean before bed? Like you eat it in bed?
Yeah, I have a little piece of chocolate before I go to sleep.
Okay, you could have a little piece of that and give me a little piece.
I like
piece.
The sound of it opening. It's like a thing I do. I tuck myself in. I have my piece of chocolate.
Okay.
You can Which, everybody, it. I'm very excited to announce. I have my painful dental surgery scheduled for the end of January.
Okay, you could open it from the other side when you get into bed and lie to yourself that it's unopened.
I'm kind of scared, honestly. I hear it's really painful.
Can I just have a piece of chocolate, please?
No, we're almost done here.
Where'd you get it from?
We're almost done. We got two more minutes.
No way.
Yeah.
You're lying.
I'm not lying. Guess what time?
Thank God.
Look what time it is.
Guys, I'm... What's the time?
Look at... You have a watch.
I put it down. I don't.
Wow, how tall is Barron Trump? Compare his height with other celebrities.
He's like 7'4".
Yeah.
We got to put him in the NBA.
Whoa.
I mean, let me see.
This is an old picture.
Look how big that boy.
That's insane.
That's a big one.
Yeah.
Trump's got to be so proud.
Yeah. He's just up there playing Switch.
Ready to kill a teacher.
Yeah.
Barron's going to be the second Switch murderer.
Have you seen DeSantis's shoes?
Yeah, that's his whole thing. Mm-hmm. Trump makes fun of him for wearing high heels.
I kind of want him to run for president and be like, I'm tiny.
Yeah.
Vote for me because I'm tiny. Why don't we change it up?
Yeah. You've had these big boys telling you what to do this whole time.
Why don't we get a little tiny guy and see? And we'll prove the world wrong because they all think I'm going to be a nightmare. Wrong. I'm going to do nothing.
Yeah. Lazy.
I will do fucking nothing.
Lazy, just like the tiny.
I'm opening a nightclub in Central Park.
Really?
Yeah.
That's a good idea.
Nikki T's.
For president of the United States to have one club in New York.
Yeah, it's called Nikki T's, but it's T-E-A-S-E.
Oh, so you like don't give pussy?
It's a strip club, and I'm the only.
You hit the only get pussy.
The president. I go back.
The president.
Back. I go in the back, and then they start a new song, and I come out again.
And that's the whole gimmick that you think you can get pussy for the president, but he's just a tease.
Yeah,
you're like it's on the name of the building.
Yeah,
Mr. President.
It's me coming out of a birthday cake.
That's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I think that's pretty good.
Yeah.
I think that's pretty good.
Uh-huh.
I don't know if that would work in a 50-state strategy.
I'm doing stuff like sending 10 billion doll hairs to Israel.
Oh, that's a good bit.
I'm like, you misheard me.
That's a good bit.
You misheard me.
Doll hairs.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they're like, thank you. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we've been waiting for these.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, we like this more than money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gazan children suffocated by doll hairs. They're just shoving them down there.
That's sad.
Mm-hmm.
The world is sad.
Is it?
Yeah, kind of. This is fun, though. I had a fun day today.
Yeah.
And I was like 10 and I'm exhausted. I want to get into bed. I have to go to Tampa in the morning. It sucks.
Yeah. What time is your flight?
I think at like 10 or 11.
Get up. Stand up.
Stand up for your rights.
Stand up. Stand up for your rights. And don't forget my balls. Oh, I'm sorry. We have one more minute.
Okay.
I was wrong. I thought it was... I looked at the clock when Ginsburg said we were ready to go. And then...
Yeah. And there was another minute.
And then he had to use the fume before he brought it to us.
Yeah. You admit it, Adam.
Sure, I used the fume.
Yeah.
Fucking knew it.
Uh-huh. You do look like... Serpico. Have you ever seen one of those...
Serpico.
No, one of those guys that like somehow like went homeless but in his suit. Like he became homeless at dinner with James Bond.
No, he's like he lost his job.
Yeah.
And then... He had a house to go back to. He had money in his bank account, but he's like, I guess I'm homeless now.
Uh-huh.
I've been broken.
Yeah.
I always thought about those guys.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
It's a nice blazer. Those guys kind of look nice.
Uh-huh.
They kind of have cool style. Like in a different context, that would be fashionable clothes.
Mm-hmm.
They'd be like a blazer and a beard guy.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, they're a just lost his job guy.
Yeah. Jimmy Walker, that was the mayor that had a nightclub in Central Park. Casino. Like the character from Good Times, had the same name.
What year was that?
1930s.
He had a club in there?
He had a casino.
He had flappers and shit?
He would just hang out with mobsters.
Sounds so sick.
Yeah, I think it was the 30s. Jimmy Walker, was that the early 30s?
I thought that was the guy from, from whatever that is.
Yeah.
From Whiskey.
Yeah, 26 to 32.
Oh, my God. Yeah. That guy was getting flapper ass. He's
a fucking scumbag.
He's a handsome guy.
Yeah.
He looks good. He's old Irish, Jimmy?
Uh-huh.
Guys, I have to go to sleep. I have a flight. I'm sorry. I'm sorry for this. I'm sorry. I'm the beard. Get excited what the beard is about. I guess that's all I'll say.
Mm-hmm.
Nick, thank you for being the wind beneath my wings for this last hour.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Thanks, guys. And please go to my website and buy tickets to Columbus, Ohio. You got a friend in Columbus? Tell him to come out.
All right.
Good night.
Tampa.